This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
Jeff Worrell, joining you again with another episode of PT Talker. Today I'm actually honored to have celebrities with me today. The president of the Indiana chapter of the American Physical Therapy Association, Jerry Smith, joined by Emily Slavin. She's the vice president of the Indiana chapter of the American Physical Therapy Association. Welcome to our show, guys.
Hi there, Jeff.
Hello. Thank you, Jeff.
Yes, now Emily, you hail from Ireland originally because you've got that nice accent, that nice brogue.
I do. I grew up in Ireland. I undertook my physical therapy education in University College Dublin, and my family are still back in Ireland, but I've been in the States now 10 years.
Great. We're lucky enough to have you here in Indiana, and you are a good participant in the Indiana chapter of the APTA. And I'm just curious, Jerry, before we get to you, I want to just ask Emily real quick. You're a younger physical therapist, and what motivates you to get involved as we struggle to get physical therapists in Indiana to participate in their association?
I guess my interest actually comes from back at the time when I worked in the United Kingdom and was involved with the Chartered Society of Physiotherapists. And I, at the time, was really influenced that being part of it was how we move forward with the profession. So when I came to the States, that was really gave me the desire to want to be involved and participate. So and then now since I've been involved, I realize the importance of what we do with our volunteer towards our profession.
And you shot right to the top, being the incoming president. So I want to thank you for that. But let me turn now to our current president, Jerry Smith. Jerry, you have been a long time member of the association, participant, good board member, worked on a lot of the committees. Congratulations, first of all, for being named president this year.
Thanks, Jeff, and I get my accent from Southern Indiana, if you didn't notice.
Very good, Jerry. Yes, we can tell. Excellent. Well, how is your presidency going so far?
So far, it's going great. I completed a term for a president that had to resign, and I've consented to run again for president another 2 years.
So it is a 2-year term then that you've taken over. Okay. Now, what are some of the issues that you have tackled this year, or some of the things that the association is working on?
Well, our association, number one, is working on always membership, because it's a growing profession, and we want to continue to keep our profession growing. Legislatively, we're working both at the federal level and at the state level. The federal level, we've been successful this past year in extending the Medicare therapy cap. It was extended till December of 2009 and not repealed as if we would like for it to be. At the
let's talk a little bit about that for some of our listeners who maybe don't know. The cap is right now at what amount?
I believe it's $1,870.
Okay, great.
And that's in combination with speech therapy.
Okay. And so you were successful working at the national level to help get that cap or stop.
Right. We convinced enough of our congressmen and senators to extend that. Otherwise, there would have been a moratorium and then we would have been limited at that point in time. And so therefore it's extended and we'll still be able to see those Medicare beneficiaries without them suffering any decrease
sure.
in services.
Right. Decrease in services, and also I think we saw an adverse effect to our profession in falling, job loss and falling salaries. Those
right.
kind of things.
In 1997, 98, during the Balanced Budget Act, when it was all created, that's when you actually did see an increase in unemployment of physical therapists up to 4 or 5%.
Yeah.
And many physical therapists lost their jobs. And, at that point in time, they were crying, why did we let this happen to them? And that's where I say, if you're a member, you have a right to complain. If you're not a member, you don't have a right to complain.
Don't want to hear it.
Right.
Actually, we want to, and that is a great segue, because the first thing you mentioned that you're working on is membership. Maybe some of the... and I don't know what the percentage of therapists who are licensed in the state actually belong to the association. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about some of the reasons that people should belong to the APTA.
Well, I think that number one is part of you being a professional as to whether you join your professional association. And it's, you know, we would least like for you to belong and to pay your dues. But secondarily, we'd like for you to get involved. And that could be get involved from just contacting a legislature about an issue such as direct access in Indiana or at a federal level. It could also be get involved and serve at a local district level, just as a secretary, treasurer, or chairperson that would help host meetings and put on presentations to help continue your clinical education and also continue your knowledge of certain governmental policies and to pass on the news about certain current events, because that's where you can get your current events and governmental policies through the APTA. You can't get those through your everyday workplace or from a continuing ed course on a weekend.
Right. Now, would it be fair to say that there are a lot of people, such as Emily and Jerry, yourselves, that are working for people out there in the profession? They don't even realize it, but you're working on their behalf to protect their jobs, protect the integrity of the profession, working on legislation, those kind of things. It would seem to me everyone would want that to continue, but it can't without their support.
Right, and that's true, and that's where the disconnect is, and they have to believe in the value and what the association membership is towards them, and certainly the APTA is sort of like your professional career insurance, and just as we all have car insurance to drive down the road, unfortunately, there are people that let that lapse, and so then we that have insurance has to buy uninsured motorist coverage. And so what we do costs money. If it's helping a lobbyist at Capitol Hill or having also a support staff to do reimbursement research and help educate us, that costs money, and unfortunately the members are paying for that and the non-members aren't. So we'd like to encourage all the non-members to join us and to help contribute, and we can do much, much more.
So if I were a non-member, actually in any state, but certainly in Indiana, we have a lot of listeners not in Indiana, but if think about this no matter where you live, but if they were in Indiana, how would they contact someone, or what is the process to become a member of the American Physical Therapy Association?
Well, we have a link on our Indiana State Chapter webpage, and the webpage for Indiana is inapta.org, so www.inapta.org.
Okay.
And our national association is just without the IN, so it's apta.org.
Okay. And should anyone have trouble with that, send me a quick email, feedback@pttalker.com, and I'll make sure it gets to Terry Schrader, who is the executive director of the state association.
Right, also. Right.
Okay, so, and I'm assuming there are some dues to pay. It's a fairly standard.
Dues, there's two components to dues. One is your physical therapist member, which goes to national, and also you have to be an Indiana member as well. Our Indiana membership is $120 per year, and the physical therapist assistant is $65 per year.
Okay.
And the national dues, by the time when you add it all up, it correlates to 77 cents a day to be a member.
Okay, so no big deal, right?
Right.
And Emily, I'm sure that's probably something you didn't even probably think twice about when you moved to Indiana and signed up.
No, absolutely. I see the value in it, and I've seen it from the start, and I would really encourage people, you know, to go on the websites Jerry's mentioned and look at all the things that our professional organization offers for us.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I can't reiterate enough that, you know, everybody needs to be supporting our profession so that we can make strides to keep what we do going.
Yes.
Yeah, and your professional dues are 100% tax deductible if you do the tax filing, you know, Schedule A. But also, if your company pays for your dues, please, please take advantage of that.
Yeah.
and join the association.
Absolutely. So, all right, now, so we're working on membership, the salary cap. What about direct access in Indiana? Is that something our association is still working on?
It is, and we've been unsuccessful at that, running into some roadblocks, discussions with the chiropractic associations that have sort of added some unfriendly amendments to our bills, trying to strip the ability for us to do any type of manipulation. And therefore, we've voluntarily pulled our legislation because we do not want to remove that scope of practice from our ability to do that type of orthopedic care.
Okay, so really there is nothing active until you, working in the legislative process until you get some of these other things worked out, is that
kind of... That's correct, and we've been through mediation with the chiropractic groups, and that's been unsuccessful, and we have, we've been at this probably for 8 or 9 years. The legislators are becoming quite fatigued with our, as they view it, turf battle type of problems. And, you know, the chiropractors are saying that, you know, we're not educated, we don't have as many clinical hours, et cetera. So therefore, we obviously dispute that.
Well, and so thus the challenge continues.
The stalemate, right. Yeah. So I think this year we'll probably take a moratorium and not present any legislation, continue to work on our political action committee, asking for voluntary donations mm-hmm. from members and non-members to that effect. To
how would I do that?
You could contact again on the website. There's a link there, and you can donate by check or credit card.
Okay, excellent. All right. Well, we're just about out of time. It sounds to me like you've got a full plate this year. Are you enjoying it? Do you enjoy the challenge?
It is a challenge, and it certainly makes one grow. It also is a feeling of giving back to my profession and to those that gave back ahead of me. So sure. I enjoy it.
Right, and Emily, certainly you're probably looking forward to taking the reins here at some point in the future.
Well, yes, and I've had a great mentor through Jerry, so I appreciate everything I've learned over the last few years.
Yeah, that's great. Well, congratulations to both of you. Thank you for taking a few minutes here during the probably the busiest time of your year as president and vice president here at the state conference to sit down with us and share some of your thoughts. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Jeff, and thanks to your company for doing this.
You bet, you bet. So if you have any questions, I'll be happy to forward them on. Just send me a quick email to feedback@pptalker.com. But until next time, which will be next week, this is Jeff Worrell signing off this episode of pptalker.com. Remember, you can hear previous episodes on iTunes.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.